This is Figure It Out, Dark Humor for a Bright Future. This is episode 21. Today we're going to start off talking about, let's see. I forgot what I was talking about for a second. All right. So we're talking about, to start off, we're talking about hashtag abolish ICE. This is ICE as in the immigration. I forgot what ICE stood for. But, it's part of Homeland Security, I suppose, or a branch of Homeland Security where they're supposed to help protect us from terrorism. At least that's what it was originally for. But now it's being used as a way to keep immigrants out.
It's border control.
Specifically, immigrants from the south. And part of the issue, or the main issue is now, is that it's keeping kids Mexican and other Central American immigrants' kids from their parents in a way. That's a huge concern for people. My thing with that is, a lot of these kids are getting separated from their parents because their parents are tossing their kids over the border, and then their kids get caught, and now the parents are still in Mexico, but the kids are in custody in the U.S. and they don't know what to do with them. That's part of the issue. That and whole families are trying to jump the border, and families are getting split up and stuff like that. But the issue is, should ICE be abolished?
I mean, the whole thing with this, to me, it's just a lot of it. I've been watching this, you know, thoroughly, and God, there's a lot of fake news on this. Like, first of all, the whole, like, kids in cages thing, like, the pictures, when they first started coming out with those, like, they were from during Obama. Like, the pictures were from 2014 and stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, the whole thing was just silly. Like, they were trying to, like, cause this up. And it's like, no, this is how they've been doing it. And they're not actually, like, separating the kids. Like, they put them back together. once they're done processing, you know, they have to make sure that the kids aren't going to, like, just, like, go through and then be in, you know, be child smuggled, you know, to where they're, you know, they'd be sold into sex trafficking and who knows what kind of shady shit, you know? So it's better that we get control of these kids so then we can put them back with their families. We're not, like, separating from, you know what I mean? We're taking the precautionary measures that need to be done, like, because otherwise we could have a really huge, you know, child trafficking situation on our hands. And that would be a lot worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, another issue that people aren't seeming to understand with all this illegal immigration is we have these laws for a reason. You know, we only allow so many people to come into the country every year, and there's a bunch of these people that are just like, fuck your laws, I'm going to join your country anyways. And now we're trying to regulate that, and it's difficult. And, you know, like, what are we supposed to do about it when, like, these people are breaking the law, breaking our law, to try to come to our country, you know? Like, what else are we supposed to do with them? Do we just let them come in, and then we got more people that we can't keep track of? Because they don't have social security numbers, they don't have any sort of, there's no record of them being in the U.S., you know what I mean? There's no way to regulate that. So that's kind of what they're using ICE for, I suppose. But, I mean, like, everybody's upset that this is happening, but these people are breaking the law, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, if someone breaks the law, like, it's not like it's a small law. Like, They're gonna be, cause like, you know, I mean, I've been in the freaking Nicaraguan jails. Like, you want to see some corrupt shit? You know what I mean? Like, thank God they're being held captive here and not back in their home country.
Well, that's my thing. Like
we're a lot more humane.
It was unfortunate, but that kid got in North Korea stealing a banner or something like that. Now he wound up dying because of it. They sent him back and he was in a coma and he died. But my thing is, when you go to another country and you break their laws, you got to deal with their consequences, not your country's consequences, their consequences.
Yeah. So, our consequences are a lot nicer than any of the other countries if they were to break trying to sneak in illegally, you know?
Right. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but we have to regulate what's going on in our country somehow. Something has to be done.
Yeah. I mean, we already let, so many million people in. There's only so much like that, you know, it has to be regulated for infrastructure wise. So
yeah, and you'll hear these stories about this random guy who was paying his taxes the last 20 years, and now he's getting deported after he's already tried to go through the process of becoming an actual citizen. He still did it the wrong way. You're supposed to, you know, go through the process first to become a citizen, then enter the country, you know? It doesn't, you don't go to the country and then become a citizen. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way in any country. So, every country has rules and laws about joining their country, you know what I mean? You don't just show up and be like, hey, I'm with you guys now. It doesn't work that way. Like I said, I wish it could be better for everybody. I wish that we could accommodate everybody, but it doesn't work that way. We have to have laws. We have to have regulations. We have to have some sort of organization to this. You can't just, like I said, show up and be like, yeah, I'm here now. Deal with it. That's, you know?
These abolish ICE people, too, they don't get like oh, yeah, the people who want this, like, you know, it's because they're racist or something. It's like, no, but there's a lot of people who came here legally, you know, who went through the whole process and stuff, or who are pissed about this because they're like, wait a minute, you know what I mean? I had to come here illegally. Like, what makes these people so special? Like, because they had a kid. That's even worse, almost, because now they're bringing their kids illegally. Like,
right.
Yeah. And I don't know. I just think, you know, because the thing that gets me is, like, I think, you know, it's the more so the case of, like, who watches the watchman kind of thing. And, you know, like, so as, I don't know, just because, like, you know, like, I don't ever, like, you always have to be skeptical of the government, you know. And so I think there should be something else that, you know, because that regulates the police even. I think there should be something that regulates ICE. I think, you know, sometimes when there's these positions of powers, you know, things get abused. That's what, you know, that's what our whole, you know, constitution system was built on checks and balances, right? So, like, you know, like the forefathers knew, like, you know, power unchecked is going to lead to bad shit. And so, you know, like, I don't know the truth of, like, some of the claims, but, like, I was looking at, there's some reports of, you know, basically from 2009 to about 2014 of the ICE reports that were really horrific, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, that needs to be checked. And, like, so just as our system has checks and balances, but how that's set up, I think there needs to be checks and balances with things like ICE as well.
For sure. Yeah, and part of the issue with ICE too is they're getting an $8 billion annual
government funding.
Yeah, they're being funded $8 billion a year.
Right. Homeland Security.
Like even they're getting more money than TSA is national. TSA works at every airport. here's another thing: they're charging. They're saying that each bed that they give these refugees is worth $126 a day. And that's more than I make. I live in a house. You know what I mean? So
did you see videos and stuff like of the actual
Well, they're charging taxpayers $126 a day for a cot, basically, and some cheap food. Like, that's ridiculous, right? And they're saying it should be worth even more. That's an issue to me. That's a problem. I could live off a lot less than that.
Yeah, you're like, hold on, these damn cages are a little too good.
So I don't know. I feel like that's part of the issue too. It's like, where's this $8.1 billion going to every year? You know, that's taxpayer money. So they're gonna be upset if it's not doing what they want it to do. Understandable.
Yeah.
So should ICE be abolished or regulated?
Yeah, well, I mean, how many ICE people do we need? Because, you know, we got ICE all over the country.
Yeah.
You know, like, can we, like, I don't know. I think there has to be a way to make it a bit more efficient, right? Like, how much are they paying these guys? And, like, yeah, can we get rid of some of them and then just and have something that regulates them? Because,
but yeah, it was $126 a day is what they're spending, and they say it should be more. So
yeah, I don't know. I'd have to, you know, look at that pay structure closely. I don't really have all the facts on that. But, I mean, I do think it needs to be regulated. What I'm saying is I think, there might be a way where we could, you know, cut some of the workers and have another branch that like helps regulate them.
Perhaps restructure the whole thing.
Yeah.
This was created after 9/11. ICE was created after 9/11.
Yeah, and the country made a lot of stupid decisions after 9/11.
Yeah, it was kind of hasty. They just kind of slapped it together from what I could tell, and now it's an $8 billion a year company. So.
Yeah, I mean, well, 9/11, it just, the whole country went into panic. So it was just like, yeah, let's do more stuff in the Middle East that is not fruitful. Let's, you know.
Yeah, originally it had nothing to do.
Let's sign the Patriot Act.
Originally it had nothing to do with Mexican immigrants, but now it does. And that's part of the issue with it too. So.
Yeah.
People are like, well, what is this ICE even supposed to be for? You guys keep changing what you guys are using it for. Like, what's the actual purpose? Yeah,
they've used it for
$8 billion a year.
Whatever they feel they need at Homeland Security. But honestly, like, and didn't also Homeland Security, that whole branch, come out of 9/11?
I believe so. Yeah.
Like, it's just, yeah. I mean, let's restart that.
Now that we have more like level-headedness going on, maybe we could
figure. We don't have more level-headedness that going on. That's the problem. That's why
we're just crazy about different things now.
It's gotten more polarized, you know.
It does seem that way, but I feel like in a way that's a good thing, because I feel like Donald Trump being elected caused a lot of that, and I feel like, you know, getting people on their toes is a good thing.
Well, we were saying that. Remember, we were saying that we think people should be radicalized. I didn't really have this in mind. I didn't mean just like start turning over tables for no reason. Oh, this is rightful indignation. It's like, no, you're being a petulant child.
Microaggression.
Yeah. Well, that's a microaggression. You're attacking me with your words. That's a physical attack. Like, what?
I know. And all these different ways of shaming people now. It's like fat shaming. It's like, no, I'm trying to motivate you to go and work out. You can do better, buddy. That's why I'm telling you this right now. Yeah.
You're but fat. I'm saying I believe in you.
Well, if I had no faith in you, I'd just talk about you behind your back, right? You're fat.
Yeah. Like your friends. Like your friends.
Well. All right, so what was your story?
Basically, I was really hoping for Amy Barrett to be the new SCOTUS.
Mm.
Trump did not pick my choice. He picked
quite a bit, though. He seemed to be filling her quite a bit. I thought he was going for her.
He narrowed her down to one of the four finalists, because like he narrowed it down to like I don't remember exactly how many, but you know, it's like a few, and then he narrowed it down to four, and she was one of the four. She made it to the final four, but not today. I thought that was fun, how he kind of did the SCOTUS kind of like a little March Madness thing. I got a little kick out of that. But, yeah, Kafanoff, I mean, really, like, it's kind of, you know, they replaced a Catholic judge with another Catholic judge. So that's cool. But like, whatever. But one thing with Kafanoff, a lot of the criticism that me and some of his critics have is like his case with Seven Sky versus Holder. Where it was, it had to do with Obamacare, where basically he called the fine a tax. Because, you know, like, you know, the whole thing with Obamacare, like, if you didn't sign up, like, you'd get a fine. And, like, so it's, like, super unconstitutional, because it's like, mm-hmm. buy this or else we'll charge you money. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I really am against his like reasoning in that case, but he does seem to talk a lot about precedents in his work, and he appears to be an originalist, which is you know, some of the main reasons why I really liked Amy Barrett, although of her dissertations and stuff that I read, I liked her reasoning and stuff a lot more.
Part of the problem with her was she was kind of new, right? And her being super strong pro-life was kind of an issue too.
But that shouldn't be, because like the whole thing is like the judges, they're not picked on their personal opinions,
right?
They're if they're gonna judge to uphold the Constitution. That's what their job is. Like, that's the judicial.
But I mean, you want somebody with as little of an agenda as possible, I would think.
Right.
So I suppose, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know much about the guy who did get elected. I only looked up Amy.
So yeah. I looked him up a bit more. He seems like a really cool family guy. Like, he's really involved with like his daughter's like basketball team. Like he coaches for them and stuff. And he has his whole family help out at like soup kitchens and stuff. So really, seems like a really like clean cut community guy, you know, like really stand up citizen. So, maybe it was the right choice. I'm a little hurt that it wasn't my girl Amy, but it could be for the best. We'll just have to see.
Hey, she's still young. She could make a comeback later on. Who knows? She'll find her.
I mean, you know, because there's a couple of those other judges that are getting up there. You know what I mean? So, hey, another 10, 20 years, you know, who knows?
Yeah, she's still early in her career as far as I could tell. So, yeah, I mean.
She's really early in her career.
That would have been huge for her, like, to have pulled that off, though. But, I like rooting for the underdog. But,
yeah.
That's why I'm a Raiders fan.
Oh, I thought they're
probably not gonna win, but I hope they do. That'd be really awesome.
I thought that was just your hunger for punishment.
It could be a little of both. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
Well, I got the Warriors to keep me feeling good. Yeah. But I don't know too much about this other guy. I, as far as what I've read on Amy Barrett, like I said, I read that she was pro-choice, which I'm pro-life. I'm sorry, she's pro-life. Okay. I'm more pro-choice. So
that pains me to hear.
There may come a time where I need more people around me to be pro-choice. Who knows? But
for life.
No, I might need to have somebody taken in for an abortion someday. I don't know.
Take you in?
No, take the girl that I get pregnant in.
Oh God.
Hasn't happened yet. I'm trying to avoid that. I don't want to have to make that decision.
You're killing my heart right now, Steven. We're gonna have to have a debate episode of pro-life, pro-choice. Dude, don't go knocking girls up if you're just gonna go kill the baby.
Well, I wouldn't intend.
I know they suck. I know they suck, but use a fucking condom. Fortunately, I don't have to worry about that. My girl's Catholic, so you know she's keeping the baby. You know.
Yeah. Well, if I do wind up with a pro-life chick and I do get her pregnant, then you know my life's gonna have to change if I get her pregnant, I guess. And
it could be a blessing.
I'll take the responsibility on if I have to. Like, if I make that mistake, that's on me, and I got to live with that, and I'll do the best I can to be a good parent. I'm not going to abandon the kid. But,
no one, like, really, like, wants responsibility, because, like, that's kind of, like, the way our, like, society's kind of geared towards now.
Mm-hmm.
Responsibility is such a blessing. Like, it just... it gives you so much more out of life.
Yeah, but I want to choose my responsibility. I don't want it to come and get me. I don't want it to choose me.
Well, you choose your responsibility. Like, I mean, you know what happens if you knock a chick up.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, you don't see me bringing girls over all. Like, I mean, I'm not out here fucking everything that moves either. You know, I'm pretty picky.
Oh man.
Yeah. But did you want to start off with your fun story of the day, or you want me to go?
Yeah, so we also got fun stories to people. So we were talking a bit, was it last episode? About how there's so much how the mainstream media is always geared to
focus. A couple episodes ago, I think. So before last.
And so we decided to find some fun, like, cool, positive ones. And this is one that I got to get, because, like, especially from the mainstream media, right, you're always going to, you know, they're always going to be slamming Trump, right? So this was, like, I thought was a really cool story. So this was on June 27th. Trump halts Air Force One from taking off for an incredible reason. And that reason was... So he got you know, he got word while he was about to take flight off the Air Force One. So an officer from the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department, he had got injured while he was doing some good work.
Mm-hmm.
And so he fell off his motorcade during a transport, and so Trump halted it and then went out and made sure and got him to the hospital and everything, made sure he was okay and all that.
He's not all asshole.
Yeah, before going back and taking off his flight was just about to leave, but then he stopped the whole thing, went and made sure the guy was okay and got him all taken care of before he ended up leaving. So yeah. That was really, like, sweet and, like, a good Samaritan thing.
Right. Yeah, see, Donald Trump is a pig maybe, but he's not evil.
Definitely. A pig, definitely, but not evil. He's a guy with fault, like everybody, you know, but...
He's a 70-year-old man. He's not even from our generation. You guys wouldn't understand, all right? He's from a generation where it's okay to talk about women like they're objects, okay? It's
stupid.
But when somebody gets hurt, all right, he cares. He does. He's got heart still.
Nobody cares about hurt people like Donald Trump. Honestly,
nobody cares about grabbing the pussy like Donald Trump either. So
nobody loves women more than Donald Trump. His hyperbolic statements are to die for. I love it.
All right, so for me, now, this isn't necessarily like a happy story, but it made me laugh. So it's a story that brought joy to me.
Who else matters?
It's about the USPS and their Liberty stance that they came out with a few years back. About 8 years ago, they started doing the Liberty stamp again, and they were selling them off. And it was a picture of the Statue of Liberty on a stamp, and they sold them for a profit. And they wound up profiting $70 million off of these stamps. And then they just recently found out that the picture that they used on the stamps wasn't actually of the Statue of Liberty. It was of the replica of the Statue of Liberty in the Hotel New York, New York in Las Vegas. It wasn't the actual Statue of Liberty. And so they got sued by the creator of the Statue of Liberty at the New York, New York for $3.5 million for not using the proper Statue of Liberty, and for him not getting his the money he was due for creating that Statue of Liberty. And he won. He won $3.5 million off of that settlement. So that made me laugh, just because somebody was able to figure out that was not actually the real Statue of Liberty. Like, just from that picture, somebody was able to figure that out.
That's a real asshole move, too, because, like, Like what's he doing these days now? Like is it like he can make a statue of liberty, but he ain't getting paid no more? But he needs to go and get $3 million off of that.
Yeah, he wants to get credit for that too, just for that picture.
He wouldn't have even known.
And but the funny part too was the USPS representatives tried to defend the fact that they, because they didn't realize that they had used the replica when they first did the picture. They just found a picture on the internet of the Statue of Liberty, and they're like, that's the one, we're using that one. Turned out it wasn't the real Statue of Liberty. And then afterwards, they're like, this just adds more character and more of a story to the stamp that we used. You know, there's more to it than it's just the Statue of Liberty. Now, there's, you know, it's more interesting because it's not even the Statue of Liberty that's in the picture of our logo. They're trying to play it off like it was all fun and games and like it's not a big deal, which in my opinion it isn't. But they still got sued. They still lost $3.5 million. I thought that was
America.
America, too happy.
Yeah.
You want to make it in America? You win the lottery, or you sue somebody and you win.
Oh, it's so ugly.
Oh man.
Time to accentuate it with another chain, baby. Oh, man. Stay Gotti.
So, like, I don't know, in that situation, say you're a successful architect or whatever this guy is, his job title is, that won the settlement. Would you have sued USPS for using a picture of your creation over the actual Statue of Liberty? Or would you just let it go and be like, hey, that's cool, they used my picture instead of the actual Statue of Liberty, that's cool.
You know, I would be cool with it, but see the problem.
I'd pull recognition and be like, hey, let them know that's my Statue of Liberty you guys use, not the real Statue of Liberty, all right? That's all I want. I don't want any money, just recognition.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. I'll fox with that.
Right. Yeah, I feel like that's all I need to. Like, if I'm not worried about money, if I'm successful already, you know, like, fuck it, let it go. You know, I created the Statue of Liberty on New York, in a well-known Las Vegas casino resort. You know, I'm already big time. I don't need more money.
What would you do if you ended up becoming rich?
You know what? I feel like that have to happen first. That's hard to say. I want to say I'd do more good than bad with it, but it's hard to
say. Oh, shit.
Maybe I win $100 million and I save $99 million and blow $1 million real quick. Maybe I save $1 million and blow $99 million really quick. I don't know.
Oh, what? 100 million? Yeah. Oh, man.
I'd save something. I'd have some property or something to
what? Fall back on. How can I blow all this?
But there would, either way, there would be stories to tell afterwards, for sure. There would definitely be some good stories in there. I'd have some crazy life experiences, for sure. Yeah. What about you? Which way would you go?
Shit, man.
Or would you just donate it all to charity like some of these old people do?
I mean, you might as well. Hell, what kind? I feel like... I don't know, because, like, it's more like when, I don't know, I just don't have the desire to do stupid shit. I guess I'm an old man, dude, because, like, when I was young, right, I would have just been, like, burning it, you know what I'm saying?
Party, yeah.
But, like, I don't even have the desire to do something.
My 10 closest friends, we're all going to Vegas, or wherever the fuck, we're gonna blow this money.
You know what I mean? Because it's because you know what I mean, like, I'm like, it's not like it ain't still in me, so like, there's that possibility that I right. might just fuck this shit up, but I don't know, I really don't have that desire anymore, so I'd probably be like, yeah, just throw it back to people.
Yeah.
I know. I just go everywhere and make it rain. Be like Oprah in the streets and shit, like just causing mayhem. like just run out into the middle of traffic. Boom! There's 10G. Watch everybody scramble. And then run off. Fucking watch people jump out of their cars to go get it.
Right.
I don't know, man.
I might do that with the you know, like $10,000-$20,000 somewhere, just see what happens. But
just see what happens, right? Got to. Just a little A/B testing. yeah, man. Take them back in Africa.
One of those, just start firing that out of your car as you drive down the street, just shooting $100 bills at your car.
Oh, no. Or like how, like I don't know, I'd
motherfucker pop 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 pop. You rich now.
Fucking cash gun. Ta ta ta.
They have those. It's they use them for like strip clubs and stuff like that. You just shoot bills at people. It's pretty fun.
I'd be like Oprah with a cash gun. It's dope.
Do it old school too, just roll your window down hella slow as you're driving by.
Break yourself, fool. Pop, 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 yeah. Pop, pop.
100, 100, 100, 100.
Yo, drive by cash shootouts would be pretty badass. Just you know.
I know. And the other side, they're like, nah, fuck you, and they're shooting more hundreds at you. We got more money than you do, fool.
We're
getting off.
Yeah, but I mean, that's our stories for the night, though. Ooh, it's been a hell of a week for me, man. Life is fun.
For sure.
And I'm exhausted. So, signing out.
Sounds good to me. It's been fun, everybody. This has been Figured Out. We'll see you next time.